I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. I'm all out of bubble.
And now, High Above Phoenix and live on StarWorldWideNetworks.com, we go back in time. Back in time to when hair was big and so was MTV and old school radio. Back in time to big movie soundtracks.
That's the power of love.
One hit wonders and the era of excess. Yes, back in time to 1980 something. And now, here's your hosts, two guys who both survived the 80s, Ed Vanderly and Chris McDaniel.
At last, we meet for the first time for the last time.
Well, I had to change something up.
We never had Axel Foley in there before. That's super fun.
We're back, buddy.
It's been a long time since I've been sitting right here next to my main man, Ed Vanderly.
Welcome back to 1980-something.
How long has it really been?
It's been almost 2 years.
Keith Coogan was...
Almost 2 years.
Yeah, because it was right in the beginning of that dreaded pandemic that they invented.
Yes. Yes. And you know what, though? It gave me time to build this.
It's a fabulous studio. Oh, we're doing video also.
Yes.
I forgot about this.
Yes, we're doing video.
We are in the Fake Cowboy Studio inside an undisclosed location.
Fake Cowboy Studios, and this is version 3.0.
It needs to be the final version because it's burly.
Yeah, we're not changing it again.
We need nothing else. Maybe we should edit in with some pictures of everything. Well, I'll just tell people. They can't see. We have Fletch. We have Return of the Jedi.
No. We have what?
Under what it was going to be called before, yes. George Lucas decided that the Jedi does not have revenge in their hearts. It was going to be called Revenge of the Jedi,
yes.
Which they used later with Revenge of the Sith, but that's not an 80s movie, so blah. We got Vacation. I'm surrounded by not only Ed, but two Chevy Chase movies.
Yes, the two best Chevy Chase movies as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. But Christmas Vacation is right up there with European Vacation. I mean, right up there with Vacation 1.
You know, it's hard to put one above the other. It really is.
It's easy to put Las Vegas at the bottom.
Very easy.
Very easy.
By the way,
yes.
So yesterday, Corinne and I, we like to rewatch West Wing.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Connie Hoy watches an episode every night before bed.
So in the final season, and I realized this yesterday, when it's... Towards the end, it's the day before the election, and Matt Santos is taking his kids trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember this episode?
Barely.
They go to the Griswold home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
And it's because you could tell it's the street in the back lot.
That's fun.
There in Burbank.
Yep.
But I found out a week ago.
Well, downtown Burbank.
You know what house is right next door?
The Psycho house?
No. Murtaugh's house.
Really?
If you watch Lethal Weapon, the house next door is the Griswold house.
That's awesome.
And you watch Christmas Vacation, the house that Todd and Margo live in.
Yeah.
That's the Murtaugh's house.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yes. But that I just found out that they just bulldozed that back lot.
Oh, why would they do that?
Well,
that's a piece of trivia.
Yeah.
Do you know on the Universal backlot tour, when you're circling around the Jaws water area, the Great Outdoors cabin is sitting there?
No, I did not.
It is. It's perfect.
I didn't know that.
I got pictures. Even though the actual lake part was on Bass Lake in California. where I celebrated a birthday like 3 or 4 years ago, just so I could say I was at the... By the way, I have to do a shout out.
Yes.
When I did the last Keith Coogan show,
yes,
I didn't have a Piper and I didn't have a Marty Louise.
Oh, fill our fans in.
COVID was very, very busy. While Ed was building a studio,
yes,
I was building a family.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, we got a wifey and we got two baby girls.
Yeah, you've been a little busy since our last show.
And a vasectomy. I got the full gamut of things happening.
Did you get the big V?
Dude, the second that we delivered number two, she called and made the appointment.
Hey,
that's cool. My baby girl has my middle name and my grandfather's first name, Marty, with an IE.
Yeah, but
because there was no boy coming.
What day was she born?
November 5th.
That's right.
November 5th, Back to the Future. I got a new Back to the Future poster in my den, yeah. The Lion's Den.
Okay.
You haven't seen yet?
No.
The Lion's Den.
I just met your family for the first time.
Yeah, I was keeping away from you. And you saw the look on my face.
And it was by accident, too.
I walk into Peter Piper Pizza, which is like Arizona Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
And it's what I grew up on. I walk in. And I'm like, hopefully there's no fans here because the paparazzi does get bothersome around town.
Especially since you played Gabe.
Yeah. Okay. We'll bring that up in a second, fake cowboy. All of a sudden I hear, Chris McDaniel! I'm like, God dang, another autograph. And I look over, it's Ed Vanderly. And I'm celebrating my daughter's second birthday.
Yes.
That's how I know we didn't have a Piper when we had Keith Coogan.
That's true.
So little Piper Leone, who is the love of my life, she was turning two. And also on the same day, Marty Louise turns 9 months. They're exactly 15 months apart. So I'm doing a double birthday. Was going to be in Disneyland for the double birthday, but my baby girl had eye surgery, so I stayed in town to be a dad. And then I walk in and hear, hey, give me dad. And so I'm like, God. Damn.
So I got to bum rush your family and meet your wife. I got to meet the kids. And we do have Shay Dog here in the studio. She's watching us.
Shay Dog is in here. She can't be seen.
No. She can't be seen, but she can definitely. She tries to be my co-host when you're not here.
On the TikTok show.
On the TikTok.
I have not seen yet because.
You don't have TikTok.
I don't have TikTok. I should get TikTok. I don't have Snapchat. I don't have any of the things that I can get in trouble for. Snapchat, WhatsApp. I still have Tinder. I don't know if that's something I...
Why would you still have Tinder?
I never had Tinder. It's a joke.
You have Grindr.
So? So? What's the point of living your life if you can't have Grindr?
I know, right? But Shay hit it off with Piper.
Of course. They loved each other.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't want Shay to leave. Hey, we're playing like all 54 minutes of Axl F.
I know. It's nice having that like little background music,
isn't
it? We're
going to jail. I'm pretty positive that... Who did that song?
Harold.
Faltermeyer.
Yes.
As in Top Gun Anthem.
Top Gun, yes.
Yeah, Harold did not give us permission to use that song. So
that's all right.
It's what we call
fair use. On Star Worldwide, we get away with it.
It's called fair use.
Because he pays for licensing.
Thanks to Dave Pratt, the morning mayor.
He's going to be happy that we have a new show because...
There
hasn't been a new show posted in 2 years.
Yeah, he's like, where's the show? Yeah. Looking at this board,
yeah.
Do you know how many friends we have on here? Yeah. Kenny Loggins, we love... And we used to have
they were on the last board that I had up. They were on the last board.
Yeah, OMD.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many people that we love. They need to do the show. Billy Squire has a Q in it. That's not proper right
there. Yeah, I know. That's actually so this is an interesting story. Oh, everything you see spelled here. Everything you, I know it's a stoke, right?
Yeah, so if it's spelled wrong, it's something different?
Well, no. Let me explain. So when I was moving the studio, I have a little hard drive that actually sits right over here that has all my music on it.
Yeah.
Well, when I plugged it back in, it didn't work. I had all my music library was gone, 30,000 songs.
Whoa.
So my good buddy Rob Trigg, who has a much bigger music library than I do, I bought a 3 terabyte drive. I had it delivered to his house.
He loaded it up?
He loaded it up. So everything you see here, if it's misspelled, it's from Rob Trigg.
Rob can't spell. I love the stoke by Billy Sire.
Billy Swire.
Billy Swire the stoke.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of those in there. I give him crap about it now, too.
That song's catchy. Stoke is stoke.
Yeah, and he spelled Richard Marks, M-A-R-K-S.
Is Richard on here?
Not
that's
on this page.
It was,
yeah, I know. We got to get him on the next show.
He was going to be right before COVID. He was going to be on there.
Yeah,
but we chose Keith Coogan. What a sweet human Keith is. You haven't met him yet.
Well, I mean, I met him on the show.
Super sweet.
But now we also have somebody else at the latter half of this show. We've got a special guest.
Are we doing latter half, or are we doing this as a post? Which is
now this will be the beginning. We've already recorded the interview.
Oh, everybody. This is the intro.
Yeah, this is the intro.
And then we're going to do something after as well.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so our intro. Here's our intro. So, here's what I believe our show is very important for. We have fallen in love with people throughout our youth. The 80s were a crucial decade. And if you don't agree that it's a crucial decade, just go look in the movie theater. Look at the remakes. Look at the reboots. And I now have removed the word reboot from my dictionary, and I've replaced it with the word mistake.
Yes.
And I'm saying that a mistake is being made on many levels. Do you want to talk about Jake Gyllenhaal? Playing the role
do I want to? No. Should we? Yes.
There's reboots happening that should not. First of all, in honor of our guest, of our special guest today.
Yes.
Let me bring up my disgust in the fact that they're remaking The Lost Boys.
Oh my God. What?
Why would you do that?
There's no original ideas.
None.
I think the last original idea was The Matrix.
That was a really good movie, though.
But it was so out of the box. It was amazing.
You know what I meant to ask Corey today?
Huh?
Now, do they know who our guest is? Have I just given it away?
Well, you just kind of give it away. Might as well tell everybody. Well, they can't see that on the audio version.
Oh, the audio version is me pointing to my 35th anniversary Goonies shirt. And over here on the far left side is a kid with spiky, crazy hair wearing a little Purple Rain t-shirt. His name's Mouth in the movie.
Mouth, yeah.
You know him as Corey Mickey Ficky Feldman.
Yes, Corey's going to be on the show here, ladies and gentlemen, and we can tell you...
We're faking them out right now. We've already recorded Corey.
Yeah.
Corey just hung up a few minutes ago, and we went out to the bar that's next to Ed's pool and had shots.
Yes.
And after those shots, we decided to come in here and shoot an intro. So we're doing the intro now for an audio and a video.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we are deceiving our fans a little bit. Like,
why?
We're acting like this is the intro, but it's actually the midsection.
Our fans know how it works.
Okay, fans. we faked you out. We've already shot Corey. We're going to do this intro. This is the intro.
And you're going to be able to catch the interview of Corey. We'll put it up on YouTube because we filmed it.
Yeah, but you're going to get the video of Corey. And then we're going to do a little talk after... Right? Are we going to keep talking and edit this later?
No. We're just going to introduce him and that'll be it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, from Los Angeles, California, from your hearts and from your dreams, the one, the only...
Whoa. You can't introduce him yet.
Oh, what do we have to do?
We were going to talk about reboots.
I feel like maybe that should come after. No, because here's the kind of...
Okay. You know what? You're right. You're right. I agree with you.
His box set that he just is going to discuss for you all is a reboot of the first album he ever released.
Okay, so go ahead and introduce him.
So, once again, ladies and gentlemen, from your hearts and from your minds, he may be number 22 on his necklace, but he's number one in your heart, Corey Flippin' Feldman.
Yay!
Yes. We have a button for applause?
Yes, we do. I forget.
As long as you can actually get that right on iTunes or Spotify, which is but this is the new album cover.
Who grew up in the 80s and doesn't love Corey Feldman?
You can only get the CD cover if you bought the physical CDs in the physical box set. But if you get the digital one, all you get is the main box cover. You don't get all the individual covers.
Is there going to be a merch stand with this available on the tour?
Duh!
Yes!
Duh! Where's my duh t-shirt? Wait, where's my... Oh, I wish I had it out. It's in the other room, but I would pull out my t-shirt and go, duh.
It's called capitalism, folks.
That's right. Capitalize on everything! Every slogan! Every saying! Make money off it now!
He said something about putting...
That way you can have one of these, too.
Yes.
Very nice.
Everybody wants one of those.
Corey, this is my co-host, Ed Vanderly.
Bling, mofo.
Yeah, because we're gangsters.
We're gangsters
You could see that this is obviously really, really expensive with all those big chunky diamonds on there. You know, obviously outlined with rubies and crystals of all sorts, you know.
When the box set we had a few small
occasions with children in caves sweating and mining, digging, but no, it's fine.
Did you know Corey's jewelry all comes from blood diamonds?
That's right. That's right.
All blood diamonds.
I use only the best. Well, you can tell. Look at all the diamonds on that thing. Dude! No, they're good. All right. Enough of that. I like my 22, though, even if it is cheap. Because you know what? It's the thought that counts. My wife bought it for me and on her, limited budget. And, because she's a health coach, and when she's not DJing and playing keyboards and singing and, entertaining the masses, she's a health coach. And that doesn't pay quite the same as entertainment does.
If anybody would follow her on Instagram, talk about a health coach, you'll get a recipe a day.
A day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, there's no question. It's all, some of it
would
make.
Healthy.
Some of it I may not make. Oh, listen, Coke drinker, have you tried this yet?
What is it? I can't see it.
It's the new Coke, Dream World.
Oh, God, sounds scary.
It's horrible.
It's god awful.
I'm sure it is.
It's like rotten Skittles wrapped in cardboard.
That sounds awesome. Every time, they can't be trusted. Can we just say this? Coca-Cola cannot be trusted to make any other flavor. Every time they try, it's a complete failure.
No question.
Whether it be, the new formula Coke, which is where it all started, Cherry Coke. I prefer Cherry Pepsi more than Cherry Coke. I can deal with it, but I'm just saying it's not right. Like, it's not that hard to put some grenadine in some damn Coca-Cola, okay? And make it taste a lot better than that. Okay, but let's get past Cherry Coke.
What would you
vanilla drink Coke? Coke vanilla stopped. Coke? Vanilla Coke? Okay, I could deal with it, but it's not something I'm going to rush out and be like, dude, I got to have a vanilla Coke right now. No, definitely not. And then let's get into when they went into the whole green Coke thing. Did you they're like, oh, this one's going to be healthy. It's going to be healthy. We're going to use xylocaine. And, it's going to be like this new health kick awoke version of Coke.
It wasn't good.
It's a woke Coke. I thought that was the other stuff. The one that you see in nightclubs. But anyway, so no, the truth of the matter is every time they try, whether it be supposed to be healthier or it's supposed to be, less chemicals than the regular diet, or let's do, Dr. Pepper flavored Coke. It's just whatever it is they come up with, it's terrible.
Dr. Pepper flavored
Coke. I wouldn't put it past them. I would not put it past them. They've tried like lime Coke. They've tried orange Coke. They've tried. The only thing they haven't tried is the only thing that they should have done from the beginning, which is chocolate Coke. It's so obvious. Chocolate Coke. Of course.
Sounds like it would be good.
It's amazing. It's better than good. But let me tell you why. Because. Coke.
Mm-hmm.
They do. That's exactly right. And that's where it all started. So let's talk about this. This is the root of it. I'm very serious about my soda knowledge. All right.
He drinks
My grandfather as a kid was a soda pop shop guy.
Soda jerk.
That's what they called them. Yes. Soda jerks. Yes. And he taught me all about how it worked, and you had to have the phosphates and you had to have the soda machine, soda water, and then you had the flavor bank with all the flavors, and they would have only cherry flavor, vanilla flavor, chocolate flavor, and Coca-Cola flavor. Those were the flavors. So there was no orange Coke. There was no lemon or lime Coke. There was no, any of this stuff. And if it was cherry Coke, you took real cherry juice and you mm-hmm. squirted it in there. You know what I mean? If it was vanilla, it was pure vanilla extract. If it was chocolate, it was real chocolate. And those were your flavors. And sometimes there was a thing called chocolate egg cream, which is where they would just take the soda water and they would take a little bit of the vanilla and a little bit of the chocolate, and they would make that a drink without the Coke.
I've actually had that. I come from a small town in Indiana, and they still had a soda fountain shop.
Shalom, my brother. Shalom.
No.
Indiana hung jerks.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Come on. Alabama.
I never liked Indiana.
Louisiana. all, you know, I'm just saying, in the Deep South, there was a time. I think we're past that now. I would like to believe we're past that now, but you never know. You never know, man. You never know. This world is a scary place right now. I shouldn't joke.
Are you playing Indiana on this tour? You're playing two.
I am indeed playing Indiana.
He's playing my hometown of Bowling Green, Kentucky.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's right.
Where are you at in Indiana?
I know we're playing. I think it's in Indiana where we're playing the casino. I know we're playing it.
Northwest Indiana.
Right across the river? Evansville?
No, it's probably up by Chicago. There's a lot of river.
We're playing that too. We're playing that too. I don't know, man. I just show up where they tell me to go. I look at the schedule and I'm like, oh, look where we're going tomorrow. That's awesome. Can't wait. You know, except for like, obviously, the first one and the last one, then I kind of know where those are, because it's always good to know where you're starting and where you're, but I do pay attention when there's like a big thing, you know. If it's a big thing, like there's a few really big ones. Of course, I'm really excited about the opener, you know, that the marquee in Arizona. I think that's going to be incredible, especially because of the fact that it's a big, beautiful theater from what I've heard. I haven't been there.
It's gorgeous. But
yeah, that's what I've been told. And it's also the kind of follow-up to this crazy show that we had last time we were there, which it was, you know, it was a smaller theater. It was a packed theater, but it was a weird vibe. There was all this weird stuff that happened, and it was so weird that we ended up having to leave early.
It was weird.
Yeah. The whole like angel band thing, there was just so much drama with those girls and like all that stuff that was going on. And,
the devil was in the crowd.
What?
Yes.
The actual devil.
Yeah, really? That's not a joke.
No, there was a dude on stilts lighting fire.
Okay.
Yes.
It was weird.
Thank you. And they were like hexing the crowd. They were like putting like curses on I'm like, dude, so. Let me just say that when I was like trying to make my documentary and release all that information, I was being hounded by some very dark forces, and they somehow got themselves inside to the point where they were able to call ahead to the venues and the promoters. Cause I gave somebody in the band inside the unit, not the band itself, but inside the unit, the list of all the venues that we were going to be playing ahead of time, as part of a, you know, kind of offering, as a part of our structured deal, that I was going to let them go ahead and make some money on the side by, you know, setting things up with the venues that we were playing ahead of time. So it was just me being generous, really, to let them have this information. And they used the information in the most devious way by basically putting all these dark bands before us throughout the entire tour. So it wasn't just Arizona. It happened all over the place. But by the time we hit Arizona, which I believe was at the end of the tour last time, I was done. I was fed up, because it was like, you know, this had been happening quite a bit. And Arizona was kind of the worst of it. Like, unfortunately, like, the dark, you know, people that got in, they caused a lot of disturbance, and it was in the band and it was in their followers, and it was just like a whole kind of setup thing. But fortunately, this time around, we were able to approve most of the bands on the itinerary. So, you know, all across the board, you know, through the whole tour, we made it kind of mandatory that we got to be a part of the, deciding factor of who is going to open for the shows. So I think that this time around, it'll be a very positive experience for everybody. It is the Love Tour, and that's why we're excited. We're excited to play it in this big theater to kick off the tour there. We're excited to come back to Arizona, because we had so many awesome fans. I mean, mind you, it wasn't our fans that were being, you know, ridiculous. It was, you know, the people that were kind of set up to be there. That came with the opening bands. So, you know, this time around, we've got some great openers. In fact, one of the bands is a group of kids. I think there's a cover band. You probably know more than I do about the bands, because they're local. Okay. But I know that they're good bands. So we shouldn't have any problems there, and I'm sure they're going to have normal fans. And,
well, I'm gonna look up. I know a lot of the independent bands here in Arizona. I'm going to take a look and see what they are. I'll let Chris know, and he can fill you in.
Oh, he'll know.
Okay, yeah. No, there's one I was talking to. If I had a way to switch over, I would do it. But there's one of them. It's a kid. I've been talking to him on Facebook or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I looked at some of their work, and he's got a tremendous voice. I wish I could say, because it'd be great for the plug. But I don't have a way to do that right now, unfortunately.
We're going to fix it in post.
We'll fix it
there
in post.
There you go. Fix it in post. Okay.
Hey, make sure you come out to Marquee to check out. And then we'll throw it in there.
Right. Right. And there you go. Hey, yeah, make sure you come to Marquee and check out my show with our opening band.
Yeah, they're great. They're awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them.
Yeah. Oh, they're amazing. Yeah, from what I've seen, all the clips I've seen of amazing.
That's perfect, Corey. That's perfect. We've got it. Right, and
good,
cut.
Good. Thanks.
I almost wore my t-shirt.
Oh yeah, you know what, I bought a last time I saw them play live.
What you left out when you said you had to finish early last time is that there was a special surprise in the encore for somebody who was there celebrating their birthday. Guess what it was?
Oh,
when he was gonna sing Go For It,
yeah,
the screen behind him was going to show my video that I made with him.
Oh, okay.
And that is true.
They left early. Oh. No encore.
Oh.
No video for Chris.
Everything he just said is true. First of all, can we just say that Chris was the director of the Go For It video?
Yes.
Very impressive. Impressive.
I was a co-director. Yes.
I've seen it.
You did the director of photography for sure, and I would say most of it. I mean, it wasn't like a very story driven video, right? It was not like like most of the other stuff I do is more like film where it tells a story.
I love the song.
This one was just like a twisted celebration of fun. You know what I mean? Like there was not. It didn't have a story.
I think the story is it's a three-ring circus, but not really a circus. Like, we had rings.
Right.
There was rings.
Right. It was like an electric funk circus, I guess you would say.
I love that.
Electric funk circus with a little ballet thrown in. I mean, it's just about following your dreams, I think, and being whatever it is you want to be. So whether you want to be that rock star on the stage, or whether you want to be the girls, you know, creating their own circus, or whether you want to be the ballerina, or whether whatever it is that drives you.
Actor turned musician and singer.
It's just about being the things that you want to be in life and going for it and not letting anybody, you know, scare you or talk you off the ledge from doing the things that may be risky, but, you know, have the biggest rewards. Those are the things that we've got to, you know, kind of have faith, you know, it comes with faith. But, and I think I say that in the song, actually, it comes with faith. It all comes down to faith and devotion, because at the end of the day, if you have faith, then you will know that God is going to take care of you when you take that plunge. You know, you take the jump, you take the dive, and you go for it, and you follow your dreams, and you make it happen. And I think that we are rewarded. That's what my faith tells me, is that I have a loving God, and I'm rewarded when I do the right thing and I make the right decision, even when that decision is the most uncomfortable decision to make, which happens quite often.
we both subscribe to that logic because, yes, as you know, I'm a chiropractor that directed a Corey Feldman video, and this guy is a radio host that's a porn star on the side. So we all follow our names.
It's corn. I sell corn on the corner.
Sorry.
In bushels. Come on.
I see.
Can we talk about the Marquee Theater, which is next week, and our listeners are avid live music fans, and they need
next week. It's closer than next week, Dr. Chris.
It's less than a week.
It is.
It's this week. It's Sunday. It's a new week.
3 days away.
Wow.
Three days away.
So,
and if you need to, hey, if you need to edit that, here's one for you. It's days away. It's only days away. No, we'll it's actually only day away. There, now you have an alternative. There we so you go. Can do it the day before, just in case, last minute.
So
always thinking, Corey. Always thinking.
No, it may be sold out right now, but if it's not, we want people to get tickets.
It better be sold out right now. I'll tell you right now, it better be sold out right now. No, we hope. We hope. Like I said, I'm very excited about it because, A, I know we are selling a lot of tickets. It's definitely not going to be a flop because I've gotten, I would say, more VIP after party tickets sold for that venue than any other venue so far on the list. And that's the only part I see. I don't see how many tickets they've actually sold. I just see, you know, how many VIP tickets we've sold because that goes through the website. And there's quite a few for that date.
Who doesn't want to meet Corey Feldman after he gives a show like that? Who doesn't?
I don't. I don't, personally. I have no interest in it. I'm, like, done. I'm like, you know what? I've seen it. I've done it. Can we switch to some other avatar now? That would be nice. But, nope, still me. Got to go to bed this way. Got to wake up this way.
So we have several things.
I know that was incredibly awkward and left you feeling weird. Like, where do I go
from
that?
I'm okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm okay.
Thank you. I'll be all right too.
I have a mental checklist that's very important to me for you. So Marquee Theater, check. Box set. Can we get some info on the box set?
Let me tell you about this beautiful box. Look at it. Isn't it nice? I just have to get out of the way. I have to get out of my own way sometimes. Have you heard that saying? This is true in this case. Very true right there. Anyway, so the box, as we refer to it, Love Left 2.1, is a 6-disc set. Okay, if you were to get the physical box, it literally looks like this, and it's kind of that big. It's 2.5 feet. So when I ship these things, it cost me a hell of a lot of money, and then it ends up costing the fan, the customer, a lot of money because of the shipping. And it's, you know, I feel terrible, but the prices right now are out of control for UPS, for FedEx, for even DHL. It's unbelievable right now. So I am telling you, coming to the show, if you are interested in buying a box set, really come buy it in person, save yourself the shipping, because it's worth it. It's a great box. It's not too expensive for what it is. But when you start paying the shipping cost, it becomes unrealistic for a lot of people. Okay. They can't afford it, you know? So really, you can save yourself a lot of money by just buying it at the show. But it's a 6-disc set, 4 CDs, DVDs. So I'll take you through it a little bit. It is the 23rd anniversary of the first album I released, Love Left. Now, I say it like that because it was supposed to be out for the 25th anniversary, but we didn't really make it, and it's now much closer to the 30th anniversary, so we'll just call it the 25th anniversary of Love Left,
okay,
the first album that I ever released. So what we've done is we took the original 2-inch master tapes, and I didn't do it alone. Don Dokken, the legendary lead singer and guitarist from Dokken.
Yeah.
Rockin' with Dokken. He actually was the one to convince me to do this process where you have to actually stick these tapes in a big oven and bake them, because after 25 years, the magnets fall off. Oh. So it's this whole scientific thing behind it. But we had to re-engineer these tapes. We had to get them cleaned up by a specialist that comes in and like uses these chemicals on every single inch of it with little Q-tips. I mean, it's craziness, right? So this big, long process of getting these things cleaned up, chemically treated, brought back to life via the baking process. Then you get one run where you hook it up to a giant machine and it runs through the tape one time with the magnets all in place, and you capture it during that live run, and you get a nice digital transfer. And once you've got the digital transfer, then you have the capability to be able to individually mix and transfer and do all the, you know, the regular mixing of the album or the song or whatever it is you're trying to do. So in essence, it's giving you the opportunity after all of these years to remix your own stuff and to do it with higher quality sounding elements, you know, using digital as opposed to analog. But that said, the analog is the basis of it. So you've still got that organic hiss in the material. You've got that organic live tape feel, which is what's going on. And then you're transferring that into the digital realm. So when you get the transfer done, it's such a crisper, cleaner, more vibrant, alive sound than anything it would have been in 1993 when we first put it out. And certainly even more than most things that you hear nowadays that are created strictly on digital, because it's the mixture of analog and digital that makes it so rich. So it's a great sound. And we took that, we remixed and remastered almost all of the album. There's one song that we only remastered. We didn't remix because we didn't find the original tracks. But what we did find was a bevy of other tracks that had never been released, such as rare demos and, you know, live performances and just all this great stuff that we found through the years when we started digging through the vaults and cleaning up these tapes, giving us ultimately an entire other CD of unreleased material. So you've got, you know, never before released demos, you've got live tracks, you've got movie soundtracks, where a lot of times I was creating music that would end up in films. And they would tell me, oh, don't worry, it's going to be on the soundtrack album. So I didn't put it on my album because it was supposed to be on theirs. And then all of a sudden they didn't put out an album. Oh. And so I've got these tracks that were just sitting there, right? So I've got those, or I've got the original incarnation of those songs that ended up in the movie, but maybe we changed it for the movie version. So this was the original version. So all kinds of stuff like that. So people who are big fans of the movies and the music that I did along with those movies, like Dream a Little Dream, Rock and Roll High School Forever, all that classic kind of cult stuff, now they have the opportunity to own and hear those entire songs for the first time. So that's a big deal. That, I think, is the biggest, to me, the biggest grab of all of it is getting to hear all of that stuff in its entirety for the first time for people who really watch those movies and grew up on stuff like that. Dream a Little Dream, Dream a Little Dream 2. I mean, there's a lot of film soundtrack stuff there. Then you've got a whole CD of what we call karaoke cabaret, which is the ability to, yes, it's fun. And of course it comes with a free pair of sunglasses that look just like, you know, just like those right nice. There in that picture. But yeah, they're the classic Ray-Ban Wayfarer style sunglasses that I wore in all my films and on the album cover of the original Love Left album. So you can put on your slick sunglasses, throw on karaoke cabaret, grab a microphone, and follow the bouncing ball. Because we actually did create, we also created 10 music DVD videos, lyric videos that go along with it. So you can pop in the DVD and you can read the lyrics and you can sing along. And cool. We made a special instrumental version of the music. So there's a whole album of just 10 of my, you know, kind of cult classic favorites, whatever, through the years, but all pertaining to the Love Left album in one form or another. And then third
the list, DVD.
Third, hold on. So that you've got the instrumental karaoke cover, you've got the original remix album, you've got the outtakes album, which is called Love Lost, and then you've got the brand new album, Love Left 2, Army with Love, which is also 16 brand new songs. And on that album, that includes the remake of Dream a Little Dream with Mickey Thomas, which is amazing. It's really, really good. It includes Rockin' Revolution. It includes You Are Free from the Truth, My Truth documentary soundtrack, which is my only song, by the way, that hit the top 20 in Billboard. We made it to number 17 on that one. Right. And then Comeback King, Feeling Funky, New Mix, and Without You, the new single. Thank you very much. So there you go. So Without You is the most recent single, the newest single from the new album, Love Left 2, Army with Love. But there's already 6 songs that you guys know. And then, of course, 10 songs you've never heard. And it's a great album. And then you've got the 2 DVDs. And the 2 DVDs, as I said, include the lyric videos, as well as a brand new documentary, which is really great. I mean, it's unbelievable. It was done by Jake Perry, the classic Corey fan. Everybody knows from the two Coreys. He was very funny on that show, but he's been actually working with me all of these years and came back to do this incredible job. He did an incredible job directing and producing and putting it all together, really doing a lot of the curating for this box set as well, finding old photos and stuff like that. But anyway, Jake did this great job directing, interviewing all the people who helped put this music together through the years. So everybody from Mickey Thomas, from Starship, you know, of course, mm-hmm. Michael Damian, who co-wrote Something in Your Eyes with me in the beginning, Dean Pleasance, from Suicidal Tendencies, who actually plays the guitar on Feeling Funky. A lot of people don't know this, but, you know, we had all these kind of huge rock stars on this album all the way through it, from Lita Ford to Hunt Sales, who played with David Bowie's Tin Machine. All these great people that came through the years to make this music. So we go back, we interview all these guys. They're all a part of it. It's a lot of fun, a lot of never before seen footage from my home movies and stuff like that. And of course, interviews with me as well to kind of help explain it all. So it's a really good documentary. We've got outtakes from that documentary. And then we have a whole DVD of exclusive, like never before seen clips. Some of it from home movies, some of it from live concerts, some of it from like my very first performance of Something in Your Eyes, which was done actually for the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. And I was the first ever performer for the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards the first year they did it. So we have the performance in high definition for the first time. So everybody can watch that and check it out and stuff like that. So it's just a great collection of stuff on the two DVDs. And then if that wasn't all enough, there's also a 50-page color magazine with all the lyrics, all of the liner notes, rare photos that have never been released before. And on top of all that, there is also, of course, a hologram that pops out at the top of the damn box and dances across it. It's amazing. It's a hologram of me. Of course, we couldn't afford to pay anybody else to do it. But yes, it is a actual. I'm telling you, it's a pretty damn cool thing. Nobody's ever done it before. And you can take it, and once you have the hologram, of course, you can, you know, put it on a building or driving down the street or whatever you really want to make Corey dance across America. But it's fun. And then we also give you like some guitar picks and some stickers, and it's just great. It's a great box. Mind you, these boxes are so unique. We had them custom made. They're all, you know, designed only for this. And just to get these things shipped over from Pakistan, I think it's like $120 a box. So it's a very expensive thing, but it's all worth it. It's a great box. Everybody that owns one loves them. So I'm very happy.
And we need to plug CoreyFeldman.net.
That's right.
That's where you
order. Because if you can't make it out, that's right. If you can't make it out to a live show and you can't see me in person, the next best thing is to go to CoreyFeldman.net and get your box on.
Which is actually, that's the name of the porn movie he's working on.
It is. Get your box on.
No.
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 No. No, no, no.
It's not really his
terrible
side.
Terrible.
What other Corey Feldman?
No, I don't judge.
Stay a chiropractor.
Judge.
It's okay.
What other 2022 things do we need to talk about for Corey Feldman?
I mean, geez, isn't that enough, man? We're touring the world.
How many tour days do you actually have, Corey?
Well, right now I've only announced 25. But we are, you know, seriously looking at a second leg right behind it. But on top of that, I've also been doing conventions for the first time in 2 years. I hadn't done any, you know, for 2 years, and now I just did two, and I'm getting ready to do like five more this year. Nice. So, I mean, one's going to be in like, I shouldn't say because I haven't announced it, but let's just say all over the world.
Okay.
So like when I'm not touring, I'm traveling like crazy places all over the world, like other countries, whatever. And then some inside the country as well. So I'm doing that and I'm doing the touring, and we're hoping to get an international leg of the tour going for next year. So there's a lot of big scope agenda sort of things on the horizon, but I just can't announce anything official yet. All I can tell you is for now, We're very excited to be back on the road. We're very excited to see fans and friends and family, and just, you know, it's been so isolating the last 2 years. Kind of, you know, for me, it ended up being a bonus because we got all of this work done. Mm-hmm. We probably wouldn't have gotten all this work done so quickly. You know, and I say quickly, it's like, yeah, her last album was out 8 years ago, but but this is, you know, look, most people put out a, you know, one record with like 10 songs, you know. I'm putting out 60 songs. There's 60 songs in this box set. So it's been quite the production, you know, and I figured, hey, the last CD, Angelic to the Core, was a double album and it had 22 songs. So how are you going to top that? Well, of course, we put out 4 CDs this time because, you know, that'll do the job.
Or believe it or not, with this hiatus you talk about, our last show was actually like week one of COVID.
Yes.
And it was our boy Keith Coogan.
It was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You followed Keith. So yeah. He was your opening
act.
So what you're saying is
you bookended it with the Fox and the Hound.
Very nicely done.
I like it.
Speaking of that, I did get the greatest piece of memorabilia ever because they signed my Fox and the Hound album.
Did really?
Him and Keith both signed it.
Who don't you know, Chris? I mean, seriously. We'll just be riding around town, and he'd be like, oh, hey, Dr. Chris, how you doing? I'm like, how the hell do you even know this person?
Do you know what this is?
He doesn't know Adolf Hitler.
I
can vouch for that. He does not know him.
Can you see this?
Speaking of memorabilia, do you know what this is right here?
It's an envelope.
No.
It is a piece of the Grease House.
Oh, well, I've got a few of those myself.
Yeah, but I don't have one that's signed by Corey Feldman, so this is coming.
I do.
I know you do. I want one.
I can sign it whenever I want to. I mean, I might not have yet, but I will if I want to. I got to pay myself to sign these things. I'm going to sit myself down one day. I'm going to go, okay, look, we can make a lucrative business. We can just work this out. Maybe I give you a piece. All right, I give you a piece. You know, but when I start talking to myself like that, I'll let you know, and then you can have me taken away.
Nice.
Anyway.
All right. Yes. I feel like we've done a very good job of making Marquee Theater important.
Excellent job. Marquee important. Very important. Are you kidding me? They are the kickoff. They're the send off of the most important tour of our lives because I haven't even talked about this. What I haven't talked about is the show. Can I tell you how incredible this show is going to be?
Can you do it in 3 minutes?
Because
we're going to run out of time.
Brand new band, incredible band, talented musicians, way more skilled than anybody that I've probably toured with except for Truth Movement. But on my solo tours, these guys are like literally top notch. You're going to love them. They're amazing. The whole band is great. On top of that, it's a great laser show, new short films that we play along with it. It's a four-dimensional kind of experience. It's a big party, tons of love, tons of positive energy, good vibrations. Can't wait to see you guys out there.
That's awesome, Corey.
We're going to be there.
Thank you for doing this. We really appreciate it. We're going to get this out here right away.
Can't wait to see you guys.
We have a mission of people that we fell in love with growing up,
mm-hmm.
doing stuff now that's different and interesting. And we want to be part of the movement that makes sure that thrives and survives. And, you know, it's important to us. So,
I appreciate that. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, it's all about people continuing to create, right? We want to support those that we appreciate their art so that they can continue creating. And that's what I always try to do. I always try to, you know, continue to support those that I admired growing up. And hopefully people do the same with me. I think that's the way it should work.
We grew up with you, so it's special and it's important. And I hope that this helped.
I want to point this out, Corey, is that first of all, I appreciate you coming on the show. Second of all, I appreciate your courage and everything that you do. There's one thing that always stands out is your courage. And I just wanted to point that out just for me to you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I
appreciate you.
And I hope you guys enjoy. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for taking the time. Thanks for having me on. And I really look forward to rocking the socks off of both of you when I see you guys on Wednesday.
All right. Take the trip. Hello to Courtney.
And you take care,
thank
buddy.
Thank you so much. And love to your family, Dr. Chris.
All right, man.
Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Well, bye. There we go. There was Corey.
That's the best editing I've ever seen.
I know, right? Wasn't that good?
13 seconds transpired here, but for you, it was 33 minutes.
Yes. Oh. Now we're back to Axel F again.
We're going to jail.
I kind of like that background music. I'm going to have to make a really long track of this.
Yeah, having background music is good.
It is.
So, we just got off with Corey. Wink, wink. Let's talk about the Corey Feldman interview.
He's
an 80s lover.
Yes.
Go through Goonies, Stand By Me, Lost Boys, Burbs. Like, we love Corey Feldman.
I loved him in Burbs probably more than anything.
That's real Corey. That dude was a music lover.
Yeah.
That dude was just like walking around being cool. Like Corey, you see the jacket he's wearing in the video?
Yeah.
He has like 78 of these jackets and he just looks smooth all the time. I've been to 2 birthday parties of his.
You directed a music video of his.
Directed a music video. He was very proud to say that.
Yes.
Hold on, Dr. Chris. Remember, you directed the music video. I say I co-directed because Corey has a vision. And he's been in front and behind the camera for
all his life.
40 years.
Yeah.
So I co-directed it with Corey, but
I remember when he was doing the commercials. What was it, Burger King? He did commercials before he...
Who did the Hubba Bubba commercial? Who's the little kid standing out there in the Western town?
Well, you know what's funny is he just recently passed away, though. The guy that played the cowboy, Don Collier.
Well, he's 144. He had to die.
He was awesome. He was such a nice guy.
I remember,
but yeah, I think I was that Corey?
I don't think so.
No,
Corey has been in our lives since he played young Fox and the Hound.
Yes,
and then Gremlins. He was young.
Oh, he's really young in Gremlins.
Yeah, but he's been in our lives.
Yeah,
forever.
Yeah,
what a good dude! It's cool that he's
Licensed to Drive.
Oh my God! Now listen, that may be one of my favorites.
All right, that's. Same year I got my driver's license, that movie came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was a couple of years after that. Did I ever tell you about the time I was at the Tribeca Film Festival for my film Queens of Country?
No.
And I bumped into Heather Graham?
No. You bumped into Mercedes?
They have food out there. They have food everywhere. I was standing in line with, who's the dude that's in S.H.I.E.L.D. that married an 80s girl? You know who I mean?
Agent Coulson.
That guy.
Yeah.
But he married...
Yeah, he married somebody...
Not Leah Thompson.
No.
Not Ali Sheedy.
I just saw this the other day.
Yeah, he married one of them.
Yeah.
So I'm in line with him to get pictures.
Right.
And I'm like...
I'm Googling it right now.
Screw the pictures. I'm hungry. So I go over to get some sushi or something. I turn around and... I mean, I hit her hard. And I went, Mercedes Lane. And she giggled and she goes, nobody calls me that anymore. And I said, I'll always call you that.
Nice.
Mercedes Lane. I mean, I love that movie. And Corey was great in that movie, too.
He was. He was the sarcastic friend. He was great at it.
And how about Stand By Me?
Oh, come on.
He was so good.
Did I tell you, in the last 2 years since we did our last show, I got blown off by Will Wheaton. I pissed him off.
What?
Yeah, he banned me from his page and everything.
Because you were trying to get him on the show?
No.
What?
I was friends with him on Facebook, not his fan page, but his regular page, right?
Yeah.
And he posted something very political.
Yeah.
And I laughed at it.
You got into politics with an actor?
No, I did the laugh emoji because it was funny. And he actually commented on it with my name, telling me that it wasn't funny, it was meant to be serious, and he didn't appreciate me using the laugh emoji.
Is this?
And then he waited a day and banned me.
Did you get a notice that you'd been banned?
Well, I went back like a day later after that because I was like, I thought it was funny. I didn't mean anything by it.
What if he's posted like Ed hate stuff every day since then?
Oh, he's married to Jennifer Grey.
Jennifer Grey.
That's it. He's married to Baby.
If I bumped into her at the Tribeca Film Festival, I wouldn't have known her because
yeah, I know.
She cut off her signature.
Did you notice that Renee Zellweger, she looks like her old self again?
Something, what she did?
She went back and had it redone or something?
Yeah, Jennifer Grey should.
She should do that.
Yeah, she really should.
She should do that.
She hasn't done much acting since the old plastic surgery situation.
No, she did a TV show for a short time, but it didn't take off.
No. More people watch our interviews than watched her TV show.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so the reboots. With they're going to redo Roadhouse. Boo.
Huge mistake. Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
is instead of having a cool line like "be nice," is he gonna say something like "I can't quit you"? what's the line gonna be, Jake?
I can't quit you.
What's he gonna say?
I don't know.
He's beating somebody up and he's like, "I can't quit you." Don't ever replace Patrick Swayze in a movie role.
You can't. I mean, why mess with it?
I've been making my wife watch 80s movies.
What's she thinking?
Well, you know she's young. So no, she I know.
Yeah.
She doesn't know any. She's never seen Back to the Future. Still. You know, so, the story. I took her to Huey Lewis and she's like, "I think I'll buy Uber home." I'm like, "We're going to hang out with Huey afterwards." She's like, "I don't know him." I'm like, and she doesn't sound like this, by the way. Yeah. "I don't know him." And I'm like, "You know Power of Love at least." And she's like, "I've never seen that movie." She becomes, when I'm making fun of her, she becomes Bill Clinton for some reason. Did you hear that?
"I've never seen that. I feel your pain.
I've never seen that movie."
Little Forrest Gumpy, Bill Clinton-ish.
Oh my God. Alex Moffat did Forrest Gump last night. He is so funny.
Alex Moffat. You enjoyed the Magnum P.I. reboot. I didn't care for it.
There's a reason that I liked it. They pulled in enough old stuff, retro stuff, like Roger E. Mosley, may he rest in peace, just passed.
Yes.
Did you know this?
Well, I sent it to you.
You think you were the first one. I had 742 emails.
Oh, I was the first one.
You really were.
I know I was.
Which is awful because I was, you know, Connie loves James Garner.
Yeah.
I was the one who told Connie that James
Garner died. You weren't.
Yeah.
She was tight with him.
Yeah, let me tell you this. Here's what's amazing. She stayed tight with the family.
Yeah.
Daughter Gigi put on an auction to benefit animals in L.A.
Yeah.
Connie went and got a jacket, like a houndstooth jacket from a certain episode of Rockford Files, a shirt, two hats, a keychain with JG initialed in it. I mean, listen, she is living on the street now because she had to give up her house. And her
car. I was going to say.
But she got all these awesome things from this good charity to benefit animals. But if you're a huge fan like she was to get this stuff, it's awesome. It's awesome. I don't know where we're going with that. Oh, so that's big. She loved Rockford Files. I love Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
They brought in Roger E. Mosley to have a cameo. Larry Minetti had a cameo.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Larry. We're going to talk about him.
Did someday. They play their characters?
No.
Okay, they were other
he
people.
Was a, yeah, he was a barber.
So it's like when Tom Selleck was on Vegas and they came in and played different.
Okay. I love that. But the reason they couldn't play their characters is because there is a T.C. and a Orville Rick Wright on the show.
Okay.
You wouldn't know because you didn't watch it.
I watched the first episode. I didn't care for it.
Here's why you didn't continue. Because you found out that Higgins was now Juliet Higgins.
Yeah.
A female. A she, her. When anybody who watched the TV show knows that Higgins was a he, him.
Yeah. You don't.
You don't change certain things.
No, you don't do that. You don't do that.
Ugh. Makes me sick.
Now, I seem to remember somebody that was all against Cobra Kai.
Listen to me. Here's what I'm against. In our theme song, it says a little less Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
And now I wish they would switch it because I like having a lot more Cobra Kai.
I know.
Yeah, Cobra
Kai. Are you a little worried, though, about the season 5?
Let me tell you why I worry. There's no way that they can continue the momentum of the first couple seasons.
No.
There's no way.
I kind of hope they end it now.
They have to. If the big climax of the last episode of season 4 was chosen again.
Well, and
we don't need two of him.
And Kreese goes to prison?
Kreese will never go to prison.
He's going to be in prison.
No. Martin Cove constantly posts about filming. There's no way he's in jail.
I'm saying in the first episode he's in jail.
He may be in jail in the first episode, but he breaks out.
But you saw Mike Barnes is going to be in it now.
Well, Mike Barnes was a pretty strong character.
He wasn't bad. He wasn't bad. But I'm not a big fan of Karate Kid 3, though.
Here's what's amazing about season 5 of Cobra Kai, and this is going to amaze you. It's going to amaze everybody. Miyagi comes back.
Well, of course he does.
It's crazy.
It's like a force ghost.
It's like the end of Empire or Jedi when the three blue guys are
It'll be Sato.
Yeah.
It'll be Miyagi.
Let me tell you a little something crazy about Sato. Sato was actually on Magnum P.I., and his name on the show was Sato.
No way.
Yes way.
Do you know that the two actors were really good friends?
Los dos actores.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot more people in our border towns that are listening to the show, so I do want to give a shout-out every once in a while with a little Spanglish.
What's with you today in Spanish?
I can't help it. Every once in a while, it just pops in there. Los dos actores.
Well, das cross das fruto, que es permuda.
Yeah.
That's German. How about that, huh? Maybe we got German listeners. What do you know?
Alex Moffat came on with German last night. He's like, "Un impression des German," and he turns around and like does an impression on somebody. It was pretty funny.
Do you remember the movie Honeymoon in Vegas?
Honeymoon in Vegas or Leaving Las Vegas?
No.
They're two very different
Honeymoon
films.
In Vegas.
Yeah, who was in that?
Nick Cage and Sarah Jessica Parker.
So what gets confusing is Nick Cage is in both of those.
Both of those movies, right? Yeah.
You're talking about the happy one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Not the bloody shower one.
No. James Caan, who just passed away, he was in it.
So many people were losing this year.
It's like 2016 all over again. Remember 2016? We lost everybody.
Everybody.
And I remember the last day. I mean,
Mick Jagger's still alive.
Yes, he is.
Amazing.
I remember because Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, died on my birthday in 2016.
Hey.
And because she had the heart attack on the plane on Christmas Day. And I remember thinking, okay, well, that's the way we're going to end it, right? That's it. Okay, no more. Who died on New Year's Eve 2016?
13 people.
William Christopher. Do you know who that is?
No.
Father Mulcahy from MASH.
Oh, I do know who that is.
Yeah, he died.
I see his name in yellow letters.
And you know who it is.
Of course. Oh, that's Father Mulcahy.
Yeah. Wow, we went on a tangent there, didn't we?
That was so weird. So who's the only person that was in the movie MASH and the TV show MASH?
Gary Berghoff. Who was the first Radar Father? Who was the first Father Mulcahy?
I see him in the movie.
Rene Auburnaz.
I would never know that.
Who was? He was in Benson, and he was on Deep Space Nine.
Who did you just bring up? The Trek.
I did.
God. We got Star Wars. We got Boba Fett over here. We got
that's autographed too. Boba Fett's autographed by Jeremy Roberts.
Autographed. Darth Vader, and then right next to
what does it say? What does it say on there?
Starship Enterprise.
No. What does it say on Darth Vader?
Ed, you're the greatest producer and radio host.
Dear Eddie, impressive, most impressive. Darth Vader, cool. David Prowse.
That's very cool. But again, that's hanging right next to a Starship Enterprise. Some of us are diehard Star Wars people, and some of us think that Star Trek is equal.
I'm bi. I go both ways.
I know you. And you like Star Trek.
I saw you on Grindr. But did you see my Lego Millennium Falcon over there?
No.
You didn't see my Lego. I got a Lego Millennium.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. It's huge.
My son and I, by the way. I need to give a shout out to my boy, Joshua, who is now a proud sailor in the United States Navy.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's my favorite branch, always. My sister-in-law is in the Navy, and Magnum PI was in the Navy.
Yeah.
It is my favorite branch.
And look at him. We've got his official picture hanging here in the studio.
It's perfect. He's got the little white sailor hat on.
He's got the Gilligan hat on and everything.
What do you call those?
I forget.
It's not a yarmulke.
No. I forget what they call it. I just knew it, too.
Are we leaving the Corey Feldman interview as is?
No, I'll clean it up a little bit. Don't worry.
Because there was something about Indiana in there that I thought.
Yeah, no, we're going to get rid of that. You guys won't know about that. He thought I said Alabama.
Yeah, he must have.
Yeah.
Because
he thought I said Alabama. I said Indiana. And yeah, he went on a tangent that won't be there.
He's like, oh, my God.
By the way, did you see my little J.R. Ewing statue over there?
Oh, my God. You have a Dallas statue?
And it actually plays the theme song to Dallas. You wind it up in the back. Yeah. How cool is that?
That's awesome. This is such a cool 80s room.
And I have so much stuff there in the closet I still haven't brought out yet.
A hoverboard is coming up on that wall. If you've been on Etsy, they're really expensive.
Are they? How much?
Like $250.
I think it'd be worth it.
Hanging above the out of time license plate?
Yeah.
I have the top license plate. I don't have the bottom one. He has both out of times, the future one and the regular one.
And I have all the DeLoreans.
There's a series of DeLoreans. There's only three movies and there's six DeLoreans over there, so I don't know what you did.
Well, one is actually flying.
What's that? Who are you with in that picture up there?
Christopher Lloyd.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Standing in front of a DeLorean?
Yeah.
I met Christopher
Lloyd. I have a picture of me in the DeLorean too. I didn't hang it up.
I'm
wearing my Greatest American Hero t-shirt.
That's awesome. I love that song.
Oh yeah.
Can we put that in the new intro?
Yes.
Next episode is going to be a new intro, folks.
Yes. I got to get Rob Trigg to do the voiceover, and then you and I are going to mix it down together. We're going to come in one day and just mix it down, figure it out.
That's good. Since I now have the key to the place, I can come in here anytime I want. What else do we need to say about Corey? This is officially a Corey show.
Well, this is going to be up the day before his concert. So, but check out his website.
CoreyFeldman.net.
Yes.
You can buy the box set there. You can get tickets there. You can see the other scheduled tour stops.
But you know what? I do want to say this.
We can't get this up on Monday.
I've never, you've known Corey. You're friends with him.
Years
I've never met him.
And years.
He's
the godfather to both my children.
He is so sweet.
I always tell people that.
He is just one of the nicest people.
No question.
I was just very impressed.
From the beginning, I'll say, yeah, I'm going to shoot a video for Corey or whatever. And they'll be like, I saw him on the Today Show, man. A little weird. I'm like, dude, whatever you think you saw, the real Corey is the sweetest, most intelligent. Don't you think he's super intelligent?
He's actually very smart.
When you listen to him talk, I've just always loved him, but he's always been super sweet to me.
Well, my friend, we actually have to start wrapping this up because
I don't like wrapping it up.
I mean, we've done a half hour on our own, and we did a half hour with Corey. So
here's what the fans want, though. they want 2 or 3 hours of us.
But I've got to go pick up my daughter, my oldest daughter.
Yeah, we got to go get her.
She's actually at work, so I'm going to be a grandfather. I'm going to be a grandpa.
Are you telling the whole world that?
I'm telling. Yeah.
I didn't know we were telling the whole
world. That's okay. That's fine.
Well, folks.
I'm gonna be 50 this year. I'm gonna be 50 in a few months.
I just turned 48. I understand this.
Yeah, I know.
It's like grandpa time.
Yeah.
And I have a 9-month-old baby.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Well, I'm gonna be a grandfather, and I have a 9-year-old daughter.
I'm never gonna meet my grandkids. Let's face it. Come on.
You can borrow mine.
Let's face the facts.
Oh. Yeah, but I tell you what, your kids are unbelievably beautiful, my friend.
I'm going to keep
them gorgeous.
Why do we have one more try on there? One more try. You remember that song? Why is that? I can't believe. Listen to that.
Isn't that awesome? I was doing the TikTok and I threw this on.
The TikTok?
I was doing the TikTok and I played this song on the TikTok. And all the girls that were watching are just like, oh, I love this song. I said, I knew it. There's not one guy in here that's going to say they love this song.
Oh, my God. You also have finally found the love of a lifetime. Oh. This song is much better.
Yes. Baby.
This is really like 93, 92, 93, right?
No, I think it's 89.
No way.
I think so.
No way. This came out the same year as
I love this
Razor's
one,
Edge. I love this song. Because he goes, heart age.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, let's go out on this one.
Why not?
All right.
Because I don't want anybody to treat anybody bad.
No, we want to treat everybody good.
Post-COVID, let's talk about healing, people. No more hate crimes. Don't treat me bad.
All right, well, from Fake Cowboy Studios, I'm Ed Vanderlee with...
Pimp Salicious.
Chris McDaniels.
That's my new name.
And
Rex Thunderhorse.
We are out of here.